What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
On the Record with White House correspondent April Ryan.
I'm April Ryan with On the Record.
Jay Carney, we're in something that we've never seen before. Well, first of all, Jay Carney, before I even start the process, we go way back. It's great talking to you.
It is always good talking to you.
Former colleague and now, and former press secretary and now Mr. Amazon himself. Amazon is doing something for the greater good, as there are a lot of companies laying people off or telling them that they don't have paid family sick leave. What's Amazon doing to help?
April, we announced that we are going to have a surge in hiring, 100,000 new openings across the country, effective immediately. And this is in response to the fact that our customers are relying on Amazon for essential products and services in ways, you know, to a degree that I think reflects, you know, the moment, the crisis that we're all facing. So we need to make sure that we get our customers across the country, you know, the products they need, the services they need, including, you know, the medical and household goods that they need. So in order to do that, we need to hire. And as part of that announcement, we are also going to raise wages during this peak period, at least through April, by $2 an hour. So our minimum wage across the country, which has been $15 an hour, will go up to $17 and then up from there. So everyone who comes in will start at no less than $17 an hour, and in some parts of the country, that, you know, the minimum is higher than that.
All right, so where are these jobs and what are these jobs?
So these are literally jobs that are everywhere across the country, because we have hiring needs across the country. These are jobs in either our fulfillment centers, which is the huge warehouses where we stock, pack, and ship packages to customers, or as part of our delivery logistics team, which is how we get those packages from the fulfillment centers to our customers. So it's part of the broader operations organization within Amazon, and it's really these are the people, hundreds of thousands of employees across the country who make that happen. When you press, you know, buy on Amazon.com, the magic of it arriving when promised is thanks to the incredible work that all these people do around the country. And if I could just say to your listeners, you know, it's really easy to find out specifically which locations are hiring if you go to AmazonDelivers.jobs, AmazonDelivers.jobs, and you just enter in your zip code, and you can find out if there's anything close to you.
So also, with people being concerned about being close, what are you doing? What is Amazon doing to ensure a healthy workplace? And do you also have jobs that are home jobs, telework jobs?
So to answer your first question, the answer is yes. We are taking specific extra measures in our fulfillment centers to ensure the safety of our workers. That includes ramped up cleaning of facilities, ensuring social distancing, limiting the amount of time that any employees are congregating together. The kinds of exit and entrance meetings that we normally have been adjusted so that there's not close proximity. And we're taking care of our employees. If anybody's not feeling well, they go home, they have paid time off, and we, you know, we're very focused on our employees' safety and their health. What a lot of people probably don't realize, if they haven't visited a fulfillment center, one of our big fulfillment centers, is that they're quite large, and even though they employ hundreds and sometimes thousands of people, they're so large that they are already naturally distant from each other. They're not bunched together. People are working in different parts of these warehouses and are generally a fair distance, and certainly more than 6 feet away from each other. So they're not standing right next to each other, and they can take the necessary precautions to ensure they can get the job done for customers who need these products and services, and also take care of their own safety.
So did who made this decision? Was this Jeff Bezos that said, look, let's do this? Did you see the influx? How did this all come about to say we need 100,000? I mean, was the influx that great? What?
Well, it's very similar. So the answer to your question, who makes the decision? Jeff ultimately makes all decisions of this magnitude. So yes, he was very involved and has been involved daily in meetings we've had at leadership level to discuss how we're responding to the situation with COVID-19, both for our employees, for our small businesses around us in Seattle and our headquarters, as well as for our customers. So yes, he made this decision. It arose from the demand that we're seeing, and it's very similar in many ways to the surge in demand that we know is coming around holiday season, for example. So we ramp up hiring for holiday and times like Black Friday because we know it's coming and we know we're going to have that extra demand. So this is similar to that. This is a temporary surge in hiring. People have asked whether these 100,000 folks can stay and roll into permanent jobs if they want to. The answer is this is seasonal hiring, but our experience with seasonal hiring every year is that a significant percentage of the people who come and join us as seasonal hires, if they want to stay full time, they end up staying because we have that demand. In general, as you know, April, we've been growing substantially to ensure that we can develop a delivery network that gets those products and services to people right on time. So we've gone from, you know, we're now at over 400,000, close to 500,000 employees just in the United States.
Hmm. Well, at the end of the day, a lot of products, a lot of people are saying that they're not getting their products right now like they would have because of the surge in certain items. And I guess this is good news for Americans who are looking for those things. But I also want to ask you something really fast as well. I understand that Amazon is trying to protect the consumer and price gouging, trying to prevent price gouging. Amazon has pulled from its stock toilet paper, hand sanitizer, things of that nature. Is that true?
We have, yes. We are. It's simply intolerable. Any price gouging is unacceptable to us, and we have pulled down thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of products that we identify through algorithms and also through 24/7 human review instances of price gouging. A lot of folks don't know that when you go to Amazon.com, what you're looking at, the things as items for sale, more than 55% of what you see is not Amazon inventory, it's third-party sellers. And they can be sellers from around the country and around the world. And when those sellers violate our rules, which includes gouging or offering products that aren't authentic, we are very aggressive about pulling those products down. And in many instances now, with either counterfeit or price gouging, we're referring those cases to state attorneys general for prosecution.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to say that we are obviously, like retailers around the country, dealing with high demand for essential products, household products, as well as medical supplies, things like hand sanitizer and toilet paper, and we are working closely with our suppliers to get as much inventory as we can so we can turn that around and get it to our customers. We're prioritizing that inventory now, which means that the incoming to our fulfillment centers, we're prioritizing getting those essential products into our fulfillment centers so that we can pack them and get them out to our customers. We are still selling and shipping all the other products that you find on Amazon.com, but for intake purposes and turnaround purposes, we're making sure we prioritize those products that people need right away.
With this week's On the Record, I'm AURN White House correspondent April Ryan. Don't forget to subscribe to On the Record on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. If you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review.
On the Record, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.